This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. A recent report from the World Health Organization correlates processed meats with an increased cancer risk and places meat in the same category as cigarettes and alcohol. The WHO also categorized red meat as a probable carcinogen. Besides an increased risk of cancer, there are other reasons to cut back on meat and a variety of ways to reduce red and processed meats in diets. In the studio to talk more about all of this and to answer your questions is Mary Kay Holloway. She's a registered dietitian who is board certified as a specialist in oncology nutrition, and she's helped people at the Community Cancer Center for 16 years. Mary Kay, thanks for taking time to join us on Sound Ideas.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You can join this conversation by calling 309-438-8910. What do you eat or feed your family? Is meatless important to you or is it necessary? And what about your kids? Can you tell them no when it comes to hot dogs or other processed meats? Ask your questions at 309-438-8910. Mary Kay, was the World Health Organization report news to you? We've known about this for a while, haven't we?
Right. No, it wasn't news to me. We've known from an organization, the American Institute of Cancer Research, there is strong evidence that having a lot of red meat can raise your risk of colorectal cancer, especially. We don't know why, but we do see that evidence. So, we've known that for a while.
So we don't know if there's a particular compound in the meat or compounds or in something in the way we prepare it?
No, we do know there's different compounds, but we don't know how. We know that the HCAs can be there when you flame up meat and cook it really high.
HCAs are
heterocyclic amines.
So when you scorch the meat or char it,
you change. There's a chemical change in that meat. But we don't know how that works yet as far as what does it change in our DNA? Does it cause different things? And why is there just a increased risk for colorectal cancer, but we haven't been able to fine-tune it out with what other cancers that could be yet?
And so the research, there needs to be more research.
Oh, definitely.
Since we're pointing fingers, maybe we should talk about meat for a moment, because a BLT isn't the same thing as a baked chicken breast. What falls in the red meat category?
Well, when we talk about red meat, it's beef, pork, and lamb. A lot of times people get confused with pork because we've always been advertised as that being the other white meat, mm-hmm. but actually it is a red meat. But when you mentioned bacon, that's the other piece of that picture that they were looking at.
Processed
meats and the bacons, the sausages, the salamis, hot dogs, all of those things, we do see a very stronger correlation with cancer effects versus just the red meats of hamburger or steak or...
And as it concerns, you know, salami or a hot dog or a brat, do we know if there are particular compounds in processed meats that are different than red meats?
There's difference. There's nitrates, nitrites. There's different chemicals. Just the changes of the meats just from doing the preservation and putting those different pieces in. Again, what mechanism it does in our body, we're not sure. And that's the hard piece about nutrition in general. We're still trying to figure those mechanisms, but... we do see those correlations, and that's what we have to look at.
Mary Kay Holloway is a registered dietitian with the Community Cancer Center. You can ask your question at 309-438-8910. Different people react differently to carcinogens. The WHO found that eating the equivalent of two slices of bacon can increase the risk of colon cancer by 1%. And that's an average across the population. So some people may eat more and never have a problem. Some people may eat much less or none and have a big problem. Is there a safe or unsafe amount of either processed meats or red meats?
From the research that the American Institute of Cancer Research has put together, they have shown that in the red meat area, people who eat more than 18 ounces a week of red meats have that higher risk of colorectal cancers. 18 ounces, if you think about a deck of cards being 3 ounces, and you put 6 decks of cards together, that gives you a visual of how much 18 ounces of meat would look like. But on those same recommendations, they really say to avoid the processed meats as much as you can. So that would look like, you know, have it for a special occasion or certain parties, but don't try and have it a couple times a week, which sometimes...
I mean, BLTs are delicious.
They are delicious. So in the summer with that tomato and, you know, that's when it's
but
the best time to have it.
Not for every meal. So really what
right.
we're talking about here is moderation. Are people rolling the dice, though, with contracting cancer with eating any of this? Should they start moving or considering a plant-based diet?
You know, plant-based diet is always the way I try to teach people to go. That same research that we're all seeing, we do know that when we eat plant foods, there are certain nutrients in it that help our bodies fight even the bad things that we might be getting from the meats or the processed meats. When you have the nourishing plant nutrients counteract and help protect that DNA, that may be part of that difference. Genes are a very important piece right now of what we're looking at.
So I'm joking here, but maybe a BLT is the perfect food
where
the lettuce and the tomato cancel out the bacon.
You're right. That's exactly what we're working towards and to see, and that's exactly it.
Maybe a single serving of bacon on that BLT instead of doubling it
exactly.
up.
Too. Exactly.
So besides cancer, are there other risks? Can you talk a little bit about cardiovascular health and obesity as it relates to meat consumption?
Well, we do know that there is research with heart disease that shows having increased beef can raise your risks with heart disease. So, you know, basically you're going to find that the same recommendations for heart disease, diabetes, and cancer prevention are going to fit the same model.
We're talking about health risks associated with what you eat, specifically red and processed meats. Mary Kay Holloway is a registered dietitian who is board certified as a specialist in oncology nutrition. She's helped people at the Community Cancer Center for 16 years, and she'll answer your questions at 309-438-8910. Before we talk about different diets and the benefits of those diets, let's talk a little bit about some of the benefits of red meat. There's iron, protein, B vitamins, zinc. Is there any reason to maintain some meat in the diet? Should people actually keep meat in their diet?
You know, there is no problem for people to continue to have meat. And sometimes it really comes down to somebody's personal ideas of whether they want to or not. There are some people we know with different food sensitivities may have food sensitivities to certain plants that they're going to need to get their vitamins, those minerals, those proteins that come from the plant foods. So nutrition is so individual that we really have to look at each person.
And again, remind us of the appropriate number of servings of lamb, pork, or beef per week.
According to the American Institute of Cancer Research, no more than 18 ounces of those in a week.
From Facebook, Amy Roser wants to know if beef bought from a local farmer and processed locally is any healthier than the store-bought beef. Is beef beef?
You know, that is still an area we're trying to figure out. We do know that when we feed something, certain foods, we can sometimes change some of the makeup of that. An example, we have changed what we feed chickens, and we can change the fatty acid ratio in that egg yolk. Makes it all better for us nutritionally. There's people out there and there's research that says when we change the feed, we might be changing some things in that beef that could be more beneficial for us. But the research still isn't out there.
So it's a qualified yes.
Yes.
If you're going to eat beef, you might want to go local. You might want to go organic. You might want to go grass-fed.
Exactly. But we don't have the black and white. So if you have that ability to do that, but I would still say stay within those parameters of no more than 18 ounces.
There are certainly options to do that with the area farmers markets and to make those connections with local meat suppliers.
Exactly.
We talked a little bit about the health risk associated with red meats and processed meats. You mentioned some of the benefits of making sure that you have an adequate number of vegetables in your diet. And before we go to talking about different types of diets like vegan or lacto-ovo, tell me about some of the compounds in vegetables that can actually sort of counteract some of the carcinogens we may encounter in our lives.
Oh, now I could go on for this for more than just what we're doing on the show. You know, every different plant food has something that we call plant nutrients. There are hundreds and thousands of different ones that we don't even know what they are yet. We can't put them into a supplement. We've tried to. And we have found that there was one study called the CARET study, C-A-R-E-T, and they saw that people who ate a lot of orange fruit, colored fruits and vegetables actually had less lung cancer. And they went, oh, must be the beta carotene. So they did a study, and one group had the placebo, and one group had a supplement of beta carotene. And the ones who had the supplement were getting more lung cancer. They had to stop the study early. But we know there's more than beta carotene in that carrot. There's hundreds and thousands, and we don't know yet if it was something we don't know, or if is it something like from garlic that makes the beta carotene have synergy, that idea of one in one does not equal two. It equals four, five, six. And it's that synergy of these plant nutrients that protects our cells, goes to our DNA, changes the bacteria in our gut. And that is going to measure everything out.
Mary Kay Holloway is a registered dietitian at the Community Cancer Center, where she's worked for 16 years. She's also a board certified specialist in oncology nutrition. You're listening to Sound Ideas.